Today on the Gary Zimek Show, we'll take a look at man's last moments. Stay tuned, because here we go. Hey there, welcome. Come on in and make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be here with you again on Blog Talk Radio. Today on the show, we'll take a look at man's last moments. I know, another really great topic. Listen, sometimes these topics that we talk about on the show, they're a little direct, aren't they? But when you see the gospel from today's Mass and how nicely it ties in with this, and the cool thing is, every Wednesday on the program, we use this great book, My Daily Bread, and I'm just going sequentially through the book. I didn't pick this, but it fits in so nicely with the gospel today, and it's a reminder. You know, I think we try to keep it real on this program without getting morbid. I like to make sure that we understand that our time is limited, so we need to be motivated, and I want to try to keep it real while at the same time lift you up. That's my goal. Hopefully I achieve that goal on the program, but it's really great to be with you here today. We're going to read the Daily Mass readings. We'll take a look at this little excerpt from the book, My Daily Bread. And I had a great day today. I taped an episode of my monthly radio show on Holy Spirit Radio. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I do a program that's called Following the Truth, and we do it monthly on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. The program airs on the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We do a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. All of the podcasts are archived. They're on holyspiritradio.org. I really think you're going to like this show. We talked about confusion and how confusion can often lead to anxiety. I played some good Christian, uplifting Christian, contemporary Christian songs. I read some verses from the Bible. And basically, the whole show is about how do we deal with confusion in our lives. Well, we deal with confusion in our lives by leaning on the Lord, by really embracing Him as our friend as we walk through life. And it's amazing what we can accomplish if we stay close to the Lord. Really, we need to do this on a daily basis. It's not the type of thing that we just do once a week, or we do once a month, or even every other day. Each day, we've got to make that time to spend with the Lord. And I'm so glad that you tune into the show, you listen to what I have to say here, because listen, I am just like you. One day at a time, I'm clinging to Jesus, trying to get through this life and end up in heaven. That's our goal. That's all of our goals. But yet so many times we let the world distract us. So I'm glad you're here. I hope you continue to enjoy the program. I hope I can do it for many years to come. Just know that if you ever have any questions as we go through life together, which is really what we're doing, you're hanging out with me for a half an hour, I'm drinking my coffee, you've got your snack, you've got your beverage, whatever it may be, and we're going to talk about Jesus and help one another. And yes, I do need your help. I need the support of your prayers. I love it when you send me emails to let me know what you think about the show, even if the comments aren't positive, and they're overwhelmingly positive. I kid around about that. But listen, if there's something you don't like, let me know, and I'll see what I can do. The only thing I can't do is change the host. You're stuck with me. But, you know, whatever I can do to help you, I'd be glad to do it. And also your donations. Your financial donations really keep me going. And they are very much needed. They really are. And you know the beautiful thing about you as a listener? You're coming through, and I know that because I keep getting additional monthly subscribers. I keep getting one-time donations. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. I also can't tell you how much it's necessary. So understand this. You are in my prayers. I am incredibly grateful to you for all of your support, and I hope we can continue this little relationship we have as we go forward. And one day, here's what I really hope, that we all can meet in heaven. Amen? Absolutely. Amen to that. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. What do we have today? Let's see if you can guess. And yes, I know it's coffee. Today we have, I have some donut shop coffee. Decent. Very good. It's not Mystic Monk coffee. And you know how I feel about Mystic Monk coffee. If you're a Mystic Monk fan, if you're a coffee fan, I should say, visit followingthetruth.com. check out the products offered by Mystic Monk Coffee. I'm getting really excited because as we get closer to Christmas, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but we're just about in November, amazing as it may seem, they have some incredible flavors. Jingle Bell Java, one of my favorites. That is one of the most unique coffee blends I've ever tasted. And they also do a Christmas blend every year. So check out the great stuff, the great coffee, and other products from Mystic Monk Coffee, available at followingthetruth.com. All right, you ready to pray? Ready to get started? Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We are so grateful to you. You love us so much. Your mercy is infinite. And I can't tell you how grateful we are for that, Father. We ask you to continue to guide us, to help us to travel on the road that will one day lead to heaven. Please tell us what we need to hear, Father. We're going to read the Mass readings in a few moments. We ask you to be honest with us. We ask you to speak directly, even if it might sting a little bit. We need to hear it, Father. We need to hear your message. And we come here expecting to hear that message. So, Father, I give you this program. I tell you, take over for me. Please speak through me and open all of our minds and our hearts so that we may listen and obey what you have to say. We also lift up all those who are sick, all those who may be anxious or lonely, anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair or addiction, anyone dealing with financial difficulties, anyone dealing with religious persecution or maybe an extreme weather condition. Father, help them all, especially be with those and help those who are homeless. We present to you our own personal needs and intentions as well, and we ask you to give us the strength that we need to continue to share our faith in a world that's growing increasingly hostile to our beliefs. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. We turn now to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. It's great to be back here with you again on Blog Talk Radio. And in case you might happen to be a new listener, number one, welcome to the program. I'm really pleased that you decided to join us tonight. We do this program every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The program is available on the Blog Talk Radio website, blogtalkradio.com, as well as on my website, followingthetruth.com. You can access it by going to the radio page. In addition, you can download the podcast from iTunes, all free of charge. So however you listen to it, it's not going to cost you anything. I'm just glad that you're able to join me on the program. If you want to find out more about the work that I do, and my main emphasis, my apostolate is really geared toward those individuals who struggle with anxiety. My message is simple. My message is Jesus Christ wants to be a part of your life, and you can be friends with him, and he is the answer to any of your problems. That's my overall message, but I spend a lot of time dealing with people like myself who are prone to anxiety. If I can feel peace through a relationship with Christ, I guarantee you can too. So if you're interested in finding out more about the work that I do, my books, maybe bringing me to your parish to speak, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All right, let's look at the Mass readings today. It's Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time. The Gospel is really powerful. I mean, as is the first reading, but the Gospel ties in nicely with our chapter that we'll be reading from the book My Daily Bread later on in the program. So without further ado, let's get to it. First reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 12 through 18. Brothers and sisters, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your bodies to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. Do you not know that if you are present yourselves to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that although you were once slaves of sin, you have become obedient from the heart to the pattern of teaching to which you were entrusted. Freed from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. The message from this first reading is that as Christians, as followers of Christ, as members of the church, we are expected to follow Christ. Duh, right? I mean, that sounds so simple, but yet we so often sin. We slip up. And why is that? Why do we slip up? Well, we're human, and we lose sight of Christ. If we are not constantly aware of the presence of Christ and really cooperating with the grace that he gives us and asking for the grace to not sin, then we can easily mess up because we go for that instant gratification which sin seems to provide. It really doesn't. At the time, for a slight instant, sin feels good. But we all know that feeling of after committing sin, that guilt that sets in, that is not a lot of fun. But we need to remember, in his infinite mercy, the Lord always gives us an opportunity for forgiveness. That happens in the sacrament of reconciliation. So there is always an opportunity to start over. And as the father of lies, the devil, our enemy, likes to try to convince us that it's too late. It's too late because he wants us to not repent. He wants us to move away from the Lord. He doesn't want us to get closer to him. So that's an important thing to recognize. The reason we need to know about the devil and his tactics is so that we can fight against them. Remember, he's a liar. He's not somebody that we can trust. And he's going to try to trick you into disobeying the Lord and turning away from the Lord because he doesn't want you to get close to him. Just be careful of that. And remember that no matter what sin you commit, it can be forgiven. But the one key is that you have to ask for the forgiveness. You have to ask for that forgiveness. You have to sometimes humble yourself. It's not always easy to ask for forgiveness, to humble yourself and ask for that forgiveness. And then when you do it, provided you are repentant and you really pledge to do your best not to sin again, you're going to be forgiven. That's a really good opportunity. Please, if it's been a long time since you've been to confession, make it a point to do so soon. Psalm 124 is today's psalm. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel say, had not the Lord been with us, when men rose up against us, then would they have swallowed us alive. When their fury was inflamed against us, then would the waters have overwhelmed us. The torrent would have swept over us. Over us then would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who did not leave us a prey to their teeth. We were rescued like a bird from the fowler's snare. Broken was the snare, and we were freed. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I love that very last sentence. Our help is in the name of the Lord. So all of our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. When you feel that your problems are just not fixable, when you feel that you can't be forgiven, when you feel that everything looks hopeless, you need to remember that the Lord did make the heaven and the earth. That's something you really should think about every day, because when you do that, you begin to realize just how powerful Almighty God really is. If you lose sight of that fact, and sometimes we can lose sight of that fact because our prayers aren't being answered fast enough. We are living in a world that really dismisses the power of God. You don't hear about the power of God a lot in today's world. If you try to practice your faith, you're often told that you're a dreamer, that you're being unrealistic. But here's the deal. God created heaven and earth. He's bigger than your problems. He knows everything that you and I are going through each day. He allows things to happen that we don't understand. That doesn't mean he's not in control. It means he's smart. He's infinitely smarter than you and I are. That's why what looks like a crisis to you is actually a sign that he's at work in our lives. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's continue to grow closer to him. Let's continue to read Bible verses like this one, reminding us that all of our help comes from the Lord, and he's the one who made heaven and earth. The biggest mistake that we could make is what? Is to not ask for that help. Because we do need to ask for his help. That's the way it works. Sometimes we think, well, that's not fair. I shouldn't have to do that. But you see, here's the thing. We don't make the rules. God's the one who makes the rules. And he makes these rules not arbitrarily. He makes them because they make sense. So if we don't like the fact that we have to ask for things, and we think everything should just be granted to us, that's a shame, but that's not going to change the way God works. God wants us to have a relationship with him. So asking for our needs is one way to develop that relationship with him. And he knows us very well. It's just like eating. You know, as human beings, we need to eat in order to stay alive. Because of that, when God created us, he allowed us to enjoy food. So that enjoyment of food makes us want to eat. If we had to eat something that tasted like garbage, we wouldn't eat, right? You've tried to eat something, I'm sure, that you didn't like, and you're going to force your way through it. Well, after a while, you reach a point where it's torture. If you had to do that all the time, then it would be something that you would really want to avoid. God knows that we need a relationship with him. One of the ways that he allows that relationship to grow and to flourish is to make us ask for things that we need. And then we're talking to him. That's how this relationship starts. Now, it grows beyond that. We want to grow beyond the point of just asking for things. We want to thank him. We want to give him praise. We want to share our feelings with him. We don't just want it to be, Lord, I need this, 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 and this. But that is a good way for many of us to get started with our relationship with the Lord. All right, let's take a look at the gospel now, which is from Luke chapter 12, verses 39 through 48. Again, this is not a fluffy message. This is a message that we need to hear, though. This is a message reminding us that time is short. We don't know when the world is going to come to an end, but we know that our lives will be finished sometime between now and the next X number of years. Depending on how old you are, you know, you have a general idea of about how long you will live. So we know that our lives can come to an end relatively quickly, will come to an end relatively quickly, and it could be tomorrow. And you know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I want to keep it real, and I want you to understand that we need to get busy. We need to have a sense of urgency. As long as we do that, because we have a tendency to procrastinate, we have a tendency to get a little lazy, we have a tendency to assume that, well, I've got plenty of time. I got other things to do right now. When it comes to your salvation, that's the most important thing in your life right now. Let's look at the gospel. Luke 12, 39 through 48. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. This whole idea of the beatings, that's language designed by Jesus to get our attention. And boy, does that ever get our attention, right? It's something that really jumps off the page at us, kind of slaps us in the head a little bit. But it's a great way for him to really get our attention and make us realize that, number one, our days are numbered. Our days are numbered, and we have limited time to do good in this life. And number two, those of us who know a little bit more about the faith and about what the Lord expects from us, we're going to be held to a higher standard. You listen to this show. There are many people who do not listen to Catholic radio. There are many people who don't even want to go to church, even though they claim to be Catholic. So because we are maybe a little advanced in the faith, due to the mercy of God, I'm really grateful that I have the interest to really get to know him. A lot of people don't. You and I are held to a higher standard. And that shouldn't be scary. It just reminds us that we have a responsibility. Yes, we want to have our relationship with Christ. We want it to grow. But we want to also share Christ with those around us. If we do that, we're going to be in good shape, and we are well on the way, on our way to getting to heaven. But we've got to do it every day. So you do it every day, and you will be fine. All right, that being said, let's take a look at this book, My Daily Bread. We do this every Wednesday on the program. My father, Anthony Paone, P-A-O-N-E, is a Jesuit priest. The book was written in 1954, originally published by the Confraternity of the Precious Blood. You can still get this book. It's reprinted, and I believe Tan Books now sells it. I know EWTN Religious Catalog sells the book as well. This was one of Mother Angelica's favorite books. Today we're going to look at Man's Last Moments, just a brief meditation written from the point of view of Christ speaking to us. Then we have a little reflection, and finally we have a prayer. Listen to this message, Christ speaking to us. My child, when your last hour arrives, you will see this earthly life in a new light. If you were neglectful and careless about my law, you will have great regret. If you lived as I desire, your heart will be full of joy. See that? It's very simple. But we need to think about this each day. You don't have to dwell on your death every minute of every day, but you should have in the back of your mind this idea that nothing is guaranteed. Once we start taking tomorrow and the next day for granted, it's all over, because we're going to really put our feet up and relax. We can't afford to do that. The time is coming when you would like to have another day, or even one more hour to make up for the past. Take your day and your hour now that you have the time. Who can guarantee you another hour when you feel life slipping away? I was having this conversation with my friends at the radio station today, that the time goes so fast, doesn't it? Before you know it, it'll be Christmas, and it'll be next Christmas, and the Christmas after. It just goes by. We recently, on this program, did our total consecration preparation for the fifth time, the fifth annual consecration to Jesus through Mary, we did on this program. Seems like just yesterday when it began. But time does go fast. We need to make sure that we don't waste the time that we've been given. Death may come at any time. Always be ready for it. In this way, you will be free of fear or danger, no matter when my angel calls you from this life. Live in such a way that the hour of death may bring you joy rather than fear. And, you know, that's something to keep in mind. death is a scary thing. I was talking about that on the Sunrise Morning Show with Matt this morning on EWTN Radio. There's something about death that's very final, that's very unknown, and we can become scared of death. But as Christians, let's step back a little. Let's look at it objectively. Death is the gateway to eternal life. It's that opportunity to finally meet the Lord face to face and honestly be rid of our earthly problems. A lot of things down here that weigh us down, they're going to be gone if, God willing, we make it to heaven. That's where we want to get to. So let's keep that in mind, not to make us afraid, but to motivate us to go forward. It gives us the incentive to continue going forward. Never love any earthly thing too much. Place your confidence in me and look to me as your greatest treasure. I am far more to you than you can even suspect. A weak soul is enslaved by its earthly desires and loves. The prayerful man gains a heavenly liberty from this life, a liberty which is not understood by worldly men. What's the takeaway? The takeaway is to pray every day and to read Scripture, which, you know, we do that on the program. Do a little more prayer. I mean, we do it on the show. We do Scripture. That could suffice for your Scripture reading for the day. I'd recommend you do a little more, but at least you're getting the daily Mass readings. We'll talk about them. But then meditate on them. That just means to think about them. And then speak to the Lord throughout the day. When you first wake up, maybe a few times through the day, and before you go to sleep at night. Doesn't have to be for a long time. Just talk to him, check in, say hi, and you're going to find that eventually you will begin to fall in love with him and grow closer to him. Okay, here's a little reflection. No matter what my interests may be or how important they may seem, when death comes, I will leave everything and go to my judgment at once. Others will take my place and assume my importance and my activities. Few people know that their death is near. Most men are surprised by the arrival of death. To those who love God, it's a cause of joy. To those who love it, this earthly life too much, it is a painful parting. And finally, we end with the prayer, "My God, make me wise in my esteem for the work, the pleasures, the honor, and the successes of this earthly life. Let me want nothing that might separate me from you. My first interest shall be to please you, to do everything as you desire. In this way, I hope to be ready for eternity every moment of the day. Amen." And honestly, if you keep things in perspective, the thought of death coming suddenly shouldn't be a scary one, because it's just an opportunity. I mean, it's really something we are all destined for. We're destined to leave this life and live with the Lord forever. And if we're careful and try our best to stay close to him every day and do what he asks, then we have nothing to fear. And all I want to do with this program, when I talk about these things, is to make sure you understand that we don't have time to waste. Every day that's been given to us, or that is given to us, is a gift from God. He wants us to do something. And oftentimes that's just attending to the duties of our state of life, following his commands as expressed by the church, saying yes if he asks us to do something, and that could come in the form of a thought or a feeling that maybe I should get more involved at church, or maybe I should reach out to somebody who needs me. These are ways that the Lord asks us to do something, and also to accept the things that happen to us, no matter what they are, even if they're unpleasant. You do these things, then you're basically following God's will in your life, and not only will you feel a sense of peace, but one day, doing that is going to help you get to heaven. So, don't let yourself become overwhelmed by the thought of death. Just be motivated to seize each day that's given to you. And really work to advance the kingdom. You grow closer to the Lord and share him with others. I'm just about out of time now. I really want to thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow night, Thursday, is Mother's Day. We'll focus on our Blessed Mother. I really hope you can join me on the program. Until then, God bless you and have a great night.